The New Testament tells us that Jesus did many miraculous signs and wonders. For example, in the Acts of the Apostles, this presents Peter as teaching the following: "You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know." Now, it's interesting, by the way, that Peter is clear that Jesus is just a man, that he's not God or divine or the second person of the Trinity. But that's another story. So the Acts 2:22. And at the end of John's gospel, we read the following statement: "But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." That's the very last verse of the Gospel of John. Now, there are lots and lots of miracle stories in our four Gospels, but clearly there could have been many others that were not recorded. Now, I mention this because, fascinatingly, in the current edition of Newsweek and in other sources as well, we come across the following, and I quote, "Experts have deciphered an ancient manuscript, finding that it represents the earliest surviving copy of a gospel about Jesus's childhood." Now, this is relevant to many, to Muslims, I think, who'll be particularly interested in this. And it continues, "The fragment of papyrus, a paper-like material used during antiquity as a writing surface, was being kept at Hamburg in a university in Germany, but for decades it had largely gone unnoticed. Now, a pair of researchers have determined that the ancient Greek text written on the fragments comes from the infancy gospel of Thomas, and represents the oldest known version of it, according to a study published in German in Germany recently. The infancy gospel of Thomas is one of the so-called apocryphal infancy gospels, a set of early Christian writings that are generally not considered part of the biblical canon by the Christian churches today. These writings, it says, provide details about the early life of Jesus, although they are of uncertain origin." In other words, we don't really know if they're historical or not. Despite not being included in our Bibles, the stories were popular and widespread in antiquity and the later medieval period. Before this latest study, an 11th century codex represented the oldest known Greek version of the gospel, which is thought actually to originally have been written in the second century. So that this is a very, very early Christian gospel. Now, what's very interesting is that this recently deciphered Greek papyrus pushes back the material evidence for the infancy gospel of Thomas, which includes a miracle from Jesus' childhood that also appears in the Quran. Now, I'm going to mention, just read to you the passage in the Quran. I'm going to look at, there are two stories about this mentioned in the Quran, and one of them comes from the fifth surah, verse 110 and 111, which reads, "Then God will say, Jesus, son of Mary, remember my favor to you and to your mother, how I strengthened you with the Holy Spirit, so that you spoke to people in your infancy and as a grown man, how I taught you the scripture and wisdom, the Torah and the gospel, how, by my leave, you fashioned the shape of a bird out of clay." This is the key miracle here we're referring to. "Breathed into it, and it became, by my leave, a bird. How, by my leave, you healed the blind person and the leper, and how, by my leave, you brought the dead back to life," end quote. It's interesting there that this passage refers to miracles that are mentioned in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the healing of the blind person and the leper, and how Jesus brought the dead back to life by power and leave of God, just as Peter says, actually, in Acts chapter 2. But this miracle of how you fashioned a bird out of clay, breathed into it, and it became a bird, that's the miracle, the only miracle from the infancy gospel of Thomas that is mentioned in the Quran. The other miracles may not be historical. We don't know. They may be unreliable. We do know that one is confirmed by the Quran itself. Now, there's some very interesting words I want to share with you from this fascinating book, The Islamic Jesus by Mustafa Akyol, How the King of the Jews Became a Prophet of the Muslims. And he has a fascinating, well, several pages discussing the Infancy Gospel of Thomas. And I do recommend this book. It's very good, actually. But just one paragraph on page 140, which I want to share with you. This long story, he's talking about the Infancy Gospel of Thomas, which is very long, and you can Google it and read it for yourself. There's lots of kind of very strange stories in it as well. But this long story has some differences from the Quranic story of the clay birds. So it's not simply copying from this gospel at all. First, when you read the Quran, you can get the impression that creating clay birds was the work of an adult Jesus. It doesn't mention Jesus being a child in the Quran for these stories. But the Infancy Gospel of Thomas narrates it as the work of the child Jesus. Secondly, the Quran speaks of Jesus creating a bird, although some exegetes argue that this could be read as plural, whereas the Infancy Gospel of Thomas speaks of Jesus creating 12 sparrows. It's another difference. Third, in the Quran, Jesus breathes into the clay birds to give them life. But in the Infancy Gospel of Thomas, he just claps his hands and cries to them. And fourthly, as if to underline Islam's nuanced theological difference from Christianity, the Quran stresses that Jesus performed the miracle by God's permission, whereas the Infancy Gospel of Thomas does not see the need to make that point. Very interesting. He itemizes the subtle differences between the ancient gospel and what the Quran says. Now, he refers, of course, to how Muslims see this matter. It is to assume that the Quran is divinely revealed, of course, and then to see the textual parallels between the Quran and this ancient gospel as the Quran's confirmation or correction of certain themes in pre-existing traditions. And that would seem to be the case here. The Quran is not just copying and pasting an ancient text. It is restating a particular miracle done by Jesus by the power of God, but it corrects the original story. Well, not the original, the story in that second century text, because it perhaps contains distortions or errors, and presents the truth of the matter about that miracle. And remember what John said at the end of his gospel: there are many other things, many other works that Jesus did, and the books of all the worlds perhaps couldn't contain them. An extraordinary bit of hyperbole. But we cannot assume, as Christians tend to, that only the stories found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are historical, and that no other things that Jesus said or did could have possibly have survived in other accounts, in other gospels, in other texts from the ancient world. Why not? Why couldn't have other actions and signs and wonders of Jesus have been narrated and preserved truthfully or in a slightly corrupted form in other gospels? And I think that that's what the Quran is doing. It is selecting one of those gospels, one of those miracles and signs not found in our Bibles, but affirming the truth of it. And we have that in our revelation in the Quran. So I hope that you found that interesting. Till next time.